Hey there. Welcome to the Beauty and Style Business Podcast. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs in the beauty and fashion industry. I'm Kylie, and I'm here to teach you how to market and sell with authenticity and show up with audacity so you can create more success in your beauty and style business. Pour yourself a cup of ambition and let's do this. Hey guys, welcome to episode 3. Less is more. Okay, I'm going to be really honest here and tell you that I have not always been a less is more kind of girl. I have always been, in fact, I would say most of my life, I've been a like more is more kind of person. And I think that in the West, I'm generalizing here, but I feel like in the West, we kind of get sold this narrative that more is always better. And I'm going to kind of flip that around for you today and just kind of think about how less can be more. And I think that this really applies to so many things in our lives. I think it applies definitely when it comes to business. And that's really what I want to dive into deeply, of course, today is how less is more in your business, in the way that you're marketing and where you're putting your effort and your time. So again, I think we've all been sold this like more is more, bigger is better, in all of this kind of grand thinking. And I just want you to know that it takes a little time and it takes a little kind of breaking your brain to get your head around this less is more kind of thinking. But when it comes to your business, quality over quantity is so much better, right? Where you're putting your effort and your time in your business is important. And are you putting effort and time into things that are actually producing results in your business? Or are you kind of running around, hustling around without producing any sort of real results, right? Real effect? I want you to think about this in your own life. I think if there's one thing that coronavirus and the pandemic did for me personally and my family is that it really slowed, and I know it did for so many of you as well, it just slowed down so many things, obviously, right? And so many things we just stopped doing. And I realized in that process that there are so many things I was doing just because of the inertia of it, just because it was something that I always did, not because it was strategic action. And I've been really grateful for that, to be honest, because I think it really helped me step back from my business in a way that I hadn't really been able to do. It made me take that step back to look at like, okay, what's really working here? And what am I just doing for the sake of doing? What is just action for the sake of action? And what do I need to release so I can be very strategic about my actions and where I'm putting my time? Because that is really what's important, right? Value is created in your mind for your business, and money follows value. If value is created in your thinking with your thoughts, then it's important to know, right? And to dive deep on the things that you're really spending your time doing. And I want you to know that, like, if you're someone who is a hustler and you kind of thrive in that environment and you flourish there, this takes some mind work around. And I want to tell you that because that's how I felt in the beginning. I felt like I was always up against my own mind as far as like, am I doing enough? I don't think I'm doing enough, like kind of questioning. And I always had to come back to the thinking of like, I really want to be strategic with my actions and where I'm putting my time. And I want to work smart and hard, right? So if you're someone that loves to hustle, loves to go fast, this will be a challenge for you. Just know that this kind of thinking, this less is more thinking, is going to be challenging for you. It doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean that you need to change directions. It just means that it's different, right? Sometimes I think when things feel different, we just throw them out. We think that something has gone seriously wrong and we need to abandon the mission. And that is not the case. So if you're someone that does fall into this kind of less is more thinking, I still want you to think about it for your business from the standpoint of, are there things that you need to go deeper in? And are there things that you need to let go of in order to create more value in your business for your clients and your customers and your audience? And what does that look like? What does that look like for you? Does it look like spending more time on content or thinking more about what the problems that you're customers and clients deal with on a daily basis? How can you dive more into helping them and serving them? You know that this podcast and honestly, my Facebook group too, which if you're not a part of my Facebook group, I would love to have you there. I'll link that in the show notes, but it is all about helping you be your authentic self and create and earn and serve more. And so this one concept, this less is more concept, really speaks to all of those things. You want to be intentional about where you're putting your time and how you're showing up to serve. Because if you're kind of all over the place, and trust me when I say I have totally been the all over the place person. As a matter of fact, I would say that I spent the majority of my entrepreneurial life in that like hustle mode, kind of running all over the place, you know, mentality. So I have like so much experience there. And I think when I decided to go all in on coaching women, coaching female entrepreneurs, I was very clear that like, I don't want to build my business in that kind of mode. I really want to be a less is more kind of person and a very intentional quality over quantity, and thoughtful strategic actions, because all of that yields more thoughtful strategic results for my clients and my customers and the women that I work with, which is always my goal. So think about this for your business. What are you doing just for the sake of doing? And where can you go a little bit deeper? Is there something that you're kind of skimming that deserves a little bit more of your attention? Kind of think about that a little bit. If you aren't in my Facebook group, I would love to have you over there. It's the Beauty and Style Business Facebook group. And you are welcome to join us over there. I would love to have you there. I share things every day. I'm dropping gold in there every single day. And we do workshops. It's a great, great group. I would love to see you in there. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Beauty and Style Business Podcast. If this is the kind of fire and light that you love, then you've got to get over and join my Facebook group, the Beauty and Style Business Group. It is full of ladies who are in the beauty and style industry, who are growing their business and creating more success. The link is in the show notes to join that party, and I sure hope to see you there. Remember, mindset is the new black. I will see you next week. Talk to you soon. Bye.